Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, a big issue in Pennsylvania this summer has been the increase in drug overdoses, and particularly the increase in drug overdose deaths in Pennsylvania. I understand that the House is getting together plans to do some legislation on this and has been holding a series of hearings. What is some of the information they've been gathering?
Well, the House Policy Committee wrapped up a third week of public hearings on the devastating opioid and heroin abuse crisis this week, with discussions in Williamsport, Scranton, and York. These hearings included testimony from law enforcement, healthcare, and treatment experts, along with state-level cabinet secretaries, about the ways in which the Commonwealth can effectively provide treatment options and prevent the misuse of this powerful painkiller. Three of four new heroin users now report having abused prescription painkillers prior to using heroin. The testimony offered throughout the 3 weeks of statewide hearings will be developed into recommendations for future legislation. Several other legislative proposals have also been passed by the House to curb opioid addiction. The Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs has also launched a public information campaign called Anyone Can Become Addicted to raise awareness of the crisis and provide resources for those needing help. More information is available from the Commonwealth Prevention Alliance campaign to stop opiate abuse, and you can visit their website at www.pastop.org.
And as we get into the fall, there's a lot of kids going back to school, and that means a lot of kids starting to think about going to the library. And I understand the House Education Committee has been taking a look at libraries in Pennsylvania and what they need to keep on doing what they need to do in modern times.
That's correct. The House Education Committee met in Montgomery County this week to discuss the changing role of community and school librarians and the challenge they face in providing services to their communities and students. Libraries not only offer books to the patrons and an ability to teach students evolving research methods, but they serve as a resource for job seekers, those without internet access, and collaborative learning locations. Faced with rapidly changing technology, libraries also are doing more with limited financial means and less instructional time with students. To address those challenges, potential solutions may soon include a co-op program to match high school students with younger students, and also an internship program for college students within community and school library settings.
And speaking of college students, a lot of parents are thinking about how they're going to be able to afford to pay for their children's college education. And I understand that the state has a program that offers parents a tax incentive to save. What's going on here?
The Pennsylvania 529 Guaranteed Savings Plan is offering free enrollment now, and this is a $50 savings for all new accounts opened before September 30th at pa529.com. Families will also have a chance to win a $529 college savings account by registering at www.pa529.com/contest by September 30th. The PA 529 Guaranteed Savings Plan lets an account owner save for tomorrow's college expenses at today's plan rates without worrying about the ups and downs of the stock market. Pennsylvania also offers a second 529 plan known as the PA 529 Investment Plan, in which returns are based on financial market performance. Contributions to PA 529 plans are deductible from Pennsylvania income taxes, they grow tax-free, and when used for qualified educational expenses, are exempt from federal and state taxes. To open a new 529 Guaranteed Savings Plan account, you can visit www.pa529.com and use the coupon code SUMMERGSP for Summer Guaranteed Savings Plan when prompted in order to take advantage of the free enrollment offer.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie.